What do Pinocchio, Ariel, and the Beast all wish to be?
Human?
Yes!
Oh, God, that one got me emotionally. Okay. In the animated feature Sleeping Beauty, which two fairies give the newborn princess the gifts of beauty and song?
I have no idea. The blue one and the pink one?
Come on! I'm trying to give you a opportunity to redeem yourself from Florinda and Lorinda.
Anastasia and Drizella.
No! Think...
Flora and Fauna.
Congratulations. Correct.
Hey guys, my name is Jacob.
And this is Kiko. And we are the hosts of
Main Street and Beyond. Main Street
and Beyond.
No, you can't say it. I say it, not you.
You say all of it. You say all of it.
No.
I'll say my name.
No, ready? You say. Okay. Hi guys, this is Jacob.
And this is Kiko. And together we are hosts of Main Street
and Beyond. I don't think that's right either.
Okay, here we are today, and we're going to talk about something very exciting and amazing happening. And we have not been talking about this because we've just been wanting to wait for the right moment. But I think the time is now. Kiko.
Yes.
What project are you working on currently?
So I am working on the brand new Bobby Lopez and Kristen Anderson Lopez musical called Up Here, which is going to be performing at the La Jolla Playhouse starting, we start previews July 28th and we actually open August 9th. So brand new musical. You might know them as the writers of the music of Frozen, as a combination. They also wrote the music for the Finding Nemo musical at the theme park.
Which I love.
Which is so awesome. So they have like a definite Disney connection. And Bobby specifically has written The Book of Mormon and Avenue Q. And Kristen has other projects, but one of them in particular is called In Transit, which is an a cappella musical which has run off-Broadway. But it's really exciting and totally fun.
So, wait, let me get this straight. So you're in rehearsal with the people that wrote Frozen. Is that great? Like, do you ever have those moments where you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm in this room?
Yes. I feel like the first, 2 weeks of rehearsal, we are now in, we've had 4 weeks of rehearsal in the studio, and then we've just finished our first week of tech, so I guess it's been 5 weeks, I'm not sure. But it was about 2 weeks before I stopped geeking out about who was actually, on the other side of the table.
So now they're just Bobby and Kristen.
Bobby and Kristen, and they're so sweet and so great. It is not lost on me how awesome it is to be doing a brand new musical of theirs, and something that they've been working on since they were involved or part of the Lemon Angle BMI workshop. And this musical is actually in response to some of the rules that they were given on day one about what a musical should be. So they sort of are turning what you think of a musical on its head by creating this piece.
So it's like is it anti-musical, would you say? Or just anti-structure of the musical?
Yeah, it's like they were just given certain things, and I don't have the list in front of me, but it's just things that that you expect from a musical on their first day of the BMI workshop, which was your character should be an extroverted person. Your musical should take place outside, or it was just sort of a list of things that they were given, and this is in response to that. So there is as our lead, the character of Dan is an introverted person, and rather than seeing him sort of go through a musical journey, you actually see what's happening inside of his head. And just it's a little complicated, but essentially I am a part of his brain. I sort of play part of, as an ensemble, we are bringing to light all of the things that he is thinking or feeling. So I could kind of compare it to like an Ally McBeal or perhaps a Herman's Head, if some of you remember that show that was in the early 90s of you just sort of see these characters. You can also compare it to the most recent Pixar release, Inside Out, which shows the five feelings and rather than five, it's an ensemble or a cast of 23. So I guess you see 20 plus thoughts in his mind and right. feelings and the journey that they go on.
Now, I was actually there, privileged enough to be there for the first read through, and they actually referenced Inside Out.
They did.
Is that still in? Did it make it in? Or
at this exact point, so here's the thing. It's a brand new work. And
so things are changing every day,
right? Things are changed. Things go in. Things go out. That is actually maybe a whole other conversation, another topic. But that particular section is still in.
Okay.
But we are still in tech, and we are in sort of a little bit of a freeze.
Okay.
And when we get into previews, things will still continue to change.
It was
change.
Just a really cool moment. Because, yeah. of course, you can't help to think that, you know, these are the people that wrote Frozen.
Yes.
And they also wrote The Nemo Show.
They wrote the music for
the
Frozen.
Music
yes.
for Frozen. So when they're referencing something Disney, it just kind of, I don't know, for me it was like, ah, that's exactly what you want. And then you can go on with the rest of the night. You can get past it.
I mean, they so really are so fancy, but also so sweet. And we've been invited to their home a couple times. And even just like 2 days ago, they were nominated for Emmys, actually two Emmys. One for the musical or the song that they wrote for Neil Patrick Harris for the Tonys. And then another song that they wrote for a show called The Comedians. Like they're just awesome. And they're so down to earth and so great.
Fun.
But simultaneously, they're here and they're working on our show, and I believe as they go into another room, they're actually working on some future projects. They sort of leave our rehearsals and work on some other things, which perhaps might be for Disney. They're in town also for D23, which
is
fun.
Yeah, I was going to say, are they going to be there? Are they presenting?
They're presenting. They're talking about something. That's all kind of top secret, and I don't really know, but they are definitely participating in some sort of panel, so they'll be out here for a chunk of the run to sort of to see the show. But it's really great. If you are able to come and see it, you should. Previews begin July 28th, and as I mentioned before, we open on August 9th. The show is ever-changing, so if I were you and you're either in town in La Jolla in San Diego area, you should think about getting multiple tickets, actually. Like, if I were you, I would get, like, a ticket to see it during the preview time and then actually during when it opens to kind of see where it goes. Mm-hmm. I do play part of the
brain.
What do you play? I am in the ensemble. My featured role is as the captain of the guard. That's what it's called. You'll see what that means when you come see the show. And just part of the ensemble. And it's really been a fantastic, exciting, amazing journey. And it's exciting to be able to originate, like, a role and to have a say in sort of how it happens and how the character goes. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with it.
And the show's really good.
The show's really good. The music is really good.
Yeah.
Music is really good. I can say this, that you have never seen anything like this. I could say that. We have been in the tech, and there are so many things, projections, lights, the set, the performances, the performers, the music. You can't really compare it. Even as I'm trying to talk about the show to other people, you can't really say, like, it's the music, man, of our time, because that's just not the case. It's like, it's so modern, but classic, and it's also smart and also, you know, silly. And the best maybe way to put it is that it's a musical that you can take as you want. It's either a subversive, sweet little comedy, or it's this, like, major, mind-bending kind of experience. So, I don't know. I think it's fun. It's fun being part of something new and seeing something new born. And I've never been more inspired to actually create myself, and to sort of see that happen live in front of me is amazing.
Who else is working on the show? Like, what is it's who's the directing?
Yes, the director is Alex Timbers, who you might know from as the director of Here Lies Love, of Rocky. He also created the Disney supported Peter and the Starcatcher. He was the co-director of that with Roger Rees, and he is awesome. And we also have as our choreographer Josh Burgas, who is currently being represented on Broadway by On the Town. He also had Gigi, which has recently closed, but he is really
and
awesome.
Smash.
And he's also Smash. He is the Smash choreographer.
He's awesome.
Directed and choreographed the Smash or the Bombshell performance
musical.
Right. But it is definitely like an awesome team, and has been so fun going to work every day. It just feels like it's not work. You know, I think as I'm wearing these costumes and being lit, that I just think of, there are people who go to work and they sit behind a desk, or they sort of file things in cabinets as I'm traipsing from stage right to stage left. It's really kind of an exciting
thing. It's really kind of cool. What we get to do sometimes is really, really special.
Amazing.
And people think it's easy, and that's still work. The thing is as performers, we make it look easy. That's our job. So people think it's very easy, but it actually is a lot of work.
It is a lot. I can say that even as we are teching this, that like there are some costume changes that are...
Oh, what's your fastest one?
I don't even know the exact time, but I would say that it's like 20 seconds. I mean, there are some things that are like so beyond quick that, and we're still figuring out exactly how it's all going to work. And it's so exciting and exhilarating. And I can promise that I know for myself that I will not be bored in any way by this run and or by any of these sections of the show. But that the offstage part of the show is like so crazy and so ridiculous, yet so exhilarating. I mean, I have an amazing dresser, and it's really fun kind of like figuring out how that happens, because I'm throwing things, I'm catching things, I'm putting on glasses and outfits. Absolutely complicated, but totally worth it. There has been the connection to Disney is not only through Bobby and Kristen's connection to it, but the kind of detail work that I personally love and respect and am inspired by Disney can be found here on the stage. And in fact, the show has been described as this, like, oh my god, it's totally like World of Color, or this is so so phantasmic, because there are just elements of the show that are like technical and exciting, and we have even no idea. I just put these costumes on and do what I do, but really surrounding me are all these like amazing things that happen. So definitely get your tickets, definitely come see it. And
so cool.
And in fact, like, say hi to me. I mean, really, if you happen to be in the area, please email me, let us know, mainstreetandbeyond@gmail.com, and I would love to like meet you. It would be fun to see fans of the show.
We should do that. Totally. And I will go and watch it with them.
And let me know what you think.
I love it. Just tell us again, when are the dates of the show?
So previews begin July 28th, which is very soon. And also the show opens August 9th and runs through September 6th at this point. September 6th, which was an extension of the original date. So they've already started selling tickets, and they're selling so well. Extended
great
through and September 6th.
We will put that up on our Facebook page of like how you can get tickets and the link to all this and all
and
come everything.
And see it.
Come see up here.
Up
right
here at La Jolla Playhouse. So exciting.
I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that. That is so exciting.
You're
the
so
fact
welcome.
That you get to work with Bobby and Kristen, who wrote Let It Go. Come
they
on.
They wrote Let It Go. It's Come just on. Ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Inside scoop, we actually say the word frozen in the show. It is not lost on me. I cry every time I say it.
It's like a hidden Mickey.
It's a hidden Mickey.
Of the musical.
You wait for it. You wait for it.
I cannot wait.
We do say it.
Okay. We I can't wait it. To... I'm going to point that out. All right. Thank you guys for listening. It's been awesome. Thanks for sharing. And we will...
See you next week.
See you soon. Bye guys.